Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a day. What a day. Phillies win again last night. Phillies start a series this week. It could be a big one and could be a really big one for tiebreaker scenarios. End of the season with the Pirates out in Pittsburgh. I'm excited for that. Bob Myers yesterday, along with Josh Harris Speaks, we'll react to him in the midday show. I actually like the fact that it seems like Bob Myers is going to run point here and be more in charge than we thought. But the big story today and what's on my mind is the NFL schedule release. One of my favorite shows of the year we get to do on WIP today. And of course, we get to do it on here on WIP Daily. The W's and the L's. The wins and the losses. All right, big picture before we get to that of the schedule. I don't think the schedule makers did the Eagles any favors this year. They have a Thanksgiving game in Dallas. They have a Christmas Eve game on a short week here in Philadelphia. Not easy spots. They have almost no rest advantage almost any week. I mean, they got crushed by a rest disadvantage. They have the second worst rest advantage, or the biggest net differential the wrong way for rest in the entire NFL. They play five teams. They play five games on short rest. And other teams have more rest. Even when they go to London in week five, they come home, don't get the bye in week six. Instead, they play Carolina, who has their own bye the week before. So I think the Eagles got crushed here when it comes to playing off teams off of bye, off of extra rest. The schedule makers prioritized television and ratings over fairness with the schedule. That we know. And every year, there's a couple teams that get crushed with that. This year, the Eagles got crushed by the schedule, by the schedule makers, because of the all-being entity of the NFL having to put the best, you know, television games on and not do the schedule in the interest of fairness. Those days are long gone now. All right, let's get to the schedule. I'll go week by week and give you a W or an L for each particular game on the Eagles' schedule this year. We start off week one at home, September 13th at 4:25, Fox game, Brady on the call. Commanders coming to Philadelphia. That is a win for the Eagles to put them at 1-0. I think they'll take down the Commanders in their first game in a new offense coordinator, two teams with new coordinators, but I like the home field advantage for the Eagles, and I think they'll find a way against a defense that's got a lot of new pieces there. They're going to take some time. I think it's a good matchup. Eagles are 4.5-point favorites in week one early on FanDuel. I'll go Eagles 1-0. Game number two, kind of a tricky spot. I don't think it's a walkthrough, but it's a victory. Eagles win in Tennessee week two, 1 o'clock Fox game, September 20th in Tennessee. I think the Titans are going to take a big leap this coming season, and they're going to go from, you know, where they've been, which is the worst team, second or third worst team in the league the last few years. They picked fourth this year, won the year before. I think they're going to win about seven games. I think Sala will do a better job in his second stop than he did in his first. They added Tate. Dable on the offensive side, coach that know the Eagles well. Sala's faced the Eagles a lot, faced in the playoff game, but I do think the Eagles will win this football game to go to 2-0. Game number three at the Chicago Bears, September 28th, Monday night football. That's an L for me. Chicago's going to build on what they did last year. I think they have improved at the safety position with Thieneman at the draft, and I think they're going to take a step forward. I also wouldn't rule them out if someone trades for Max Crosby this summer. Wouldn't rule it out be them. But I just saw Ben Johnson really put hurting on the Eagles last year. And this time the game is at Chicago. Give me the Bears to take down the Eagles. Monday Night Football, Eagles dropped to 2-1. Week four, short week, back here in Philadelphia against the Los Angeles Rams. I'm shocked this is not a primetime game. It's a 1 o'clock game. The Rams get some modicum of revenge. The Eagles have beaten them a lot in recent years. And some of them, I mean, by the skin of their teeth. Rams are the better team. Rams beat the Eagles. Eagles dropped to 2-2. Through 4 weeks. Game number five, London Calling. The midday show will be there live in London. Eagles, quote unquote, at Jacksonville in London, 9:30 a.m., October 11th. That's a W for the Eagles. I think the Jaguars are a big regression candidate. They lost a piece on offense. They're not going to be quite as good on defense and opportunistic. Eagles win this game in London to go to 3-2. Week number six, back home. And this is an old Doc Rivers schedule spot, because you would say, based on the teams, where the game is played, the rosters, that the Eagles should beat the Panthers. I have them losing this football game. I think the schedule makers are at fault for this one. The Carolina Panthers will have their bye in week 5. They will play 4 games. They will have a bye. While they're on a bye, the Eagles will travel and play on the road in London and then have to come all the way back. Last year, we had a spot like this where a team was in London. They played a game overseas. They came back and faced a team off their bye. That team was the Denver Broncos. They went down, I believe it was 28-6 in the game that they came back home in. And they ended up coming back and rallying and having one of the craziest comebacks you'll ever see. But the bottom line was, it was 26-8 they were down. They got off to a very sluggish start. I could see the same thing happening here. Carolina was a playoff team last year. They've improved at the margins. They had Jalen Phillips. Give me Carolina over the Eagles. Eagles dropped to 3-3 with the loss to Carolina in week 6. Week 7, Eagles bounce back. Monday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys here in Philadelphia. Huge game. Eagles need it. They get it to go to 4-3. Week 8, at Commanders, November 1st. Commanders coming off their bye week. The Philadelphia Eagles coming off a short week. That's another terrible rest situation for the Eagles. Sunday Night Football loss to drop the Eagles to 4-4. So through the first 8 games, I have it a win over the Commanders 1-0, win over the Titans 2-0, lost the Bears 2-1, lost the Rams 2-2, win over Jacksonville 3-2, lost to Carolina 3-3, win over the Cowboys 4-3, win over the Commanders 4-4. Week number 9, the game leading into the bye versus the New York Giants at home. Tricky spot, third straight division game. But I will give the Eagles a victory here to go to 5-4 into the bye. They come out of the bye. Big, big performance against the Pittsburgh Steelers team that I think is going to take a big tumble. Eagles win week 11 at home, 4:25 kick to go to 6-4. Week 12, they go to Dallas on Thanksgiving, and they drop that football game to go to 6-5. They back this up with a pair of wins to get themselves back on track. Week 14 versus Indianapolis at home, a victory to go to 7-5. Week 14 at home, Indianapolis Colts, they win. So the game's after Thanksgiving, if I misspoke there. It's at Cardinals week 13. Eagles will get 10 days. This is their best rest differential of the season. Good on them. They get the win in Arizona. They come home, get the win over Indianapolis. That puts them, for the first 13 games of the year, 8-5. But here's where I think things go off the rails a little bit. This 3-game stretch is as challenging of a 3-game stretch as you will find in the NFL. They will play on a Saturday, December 19th, a 5 p.m. game against the Seattle Seahawks here at home. They will then play. So that's a short week, followed by another short week against the Houston Texans. Those two defenses, to prepare as an offense for those two defenses, maybe the two best in the NFL, along with the Eagles, on a short week, is super challenging. Super challenging. Eagles lose to the Seahawks in week 15. They lose to the Texans on Christmas Eve in week 16. That drops them right now on my number to 8-7 with 2 games to go. Week 17 at the San Francisco 49ers. The Eagles, that's a tough spot. Sunday Night Football in San Francisco against Shanahan. I go with an L. Eagles drop to 8-8. And then week 18 against the New York Giants, potentially, depending on how the NFC field looks, it could be a win and in game. It could be a playoff tiebreaker game. The winner could get to 9-8. I tend to think the Giants are going to be more in the 7 range. Maybe they'll be at 7 before the game starts. The Eagles are at 8. And, you know, who knows what the complications are of the playoff race. I say the Eagles win this game to get to 9-8. The Eagles finish the 2026 season with a 9-8 record. As I haven't done the Cowboys yet, my guess is 9-8 will not be good enough to win the division. My guess is Dallas will get to 10. But 9-8 could be good enough for a wild card. We'll see. I have the Eagles at 9-8 on my first blush. Let's go win by win, loss by loss. I think there's a couple spots in that schedule. That Carolina game is brutal with Carolina getting the bye before. That Washington game is brutal with Washington getting the bye before. I love them after the bye against Pittsburgh. I love them after 10 days against Arizona. I like having those home games late in the season back-to-back-to-back. But that stretch, Seattle and Texans on short weeks, those are killer. I mean, those are absolutely killer by the NFL, giving the Eagles almost no advantage in those games because those other teams are on short weeks too. To prepare for those defenses is going to be a major, major challenge. The good of the schedule is they get a couple teams early with bad defenses you feel like you should be able to take care of, even if the offense hasn't found its rhythm yet. At least you're not starting the year with the worst defense or toughest matchups for Sean Mannion and Jalen Hurts. You feel like you could ease into this a bit. So that's the good, you know, with Washington and Tennessee to start the season. The not so good is the rest of the differential. I mean, it's a shame that the NFL does what they do. I mean, we know now that they don't care about fairness. It used to be that the schedule was set up for fairness. It was set up in a way that they kind of wanted everyone towards the middle, and they would design a schedule to really hurt the best teams from the year before and to really, really give an assist to the worst teams from the year before. And they still do that to an extent with the way the schedule is done. But when you add the 17th game in, when you go as many international games as they do, and you kind of design the schedule the way they do now, it is no longer in the interest of fairness. And that means every year when you go through this and you comb through the numbers and the bye weeks and the rest differential, there's going to be two or three teams every year that absolutely get a gift, just by accident get a gift. And there's going to be two or three teams every year that get absolutely screwed with this NFL schedule. And this is one of those years the Philadelphia Eagles have gotten screwed with the NFL schedule. We knew the opponents already. That's not the issue, right? Facing Carolina shouldn't keep us up at night. But facing Carolina off a London trip where Carolina had a bye, that now creates an inequality towards the Philadelphia Eagles that we couldn't have seen coming when we knew the opponents 8, 10, 12 weeks ago. That's the issue with the schedule. The NFC East will be tougher. I gave the Eagles a 4-2 record in the division. It could easily be a 3-3. And if that's the case, then we're flirting with, you know, a challenging season where they could potentially go under 500, because I have them at 8-8 before that final game against the Giants, and that puts them at 4-2 in the NFC East. I think this is going to be a very interesting, fascinating, can't take your eyes off its season for a lot of reasons. The new offense, Jalen Hurts, but the schedule did the Eagles zero favors here. I don't care exactly who you play. I care when you play them and how everyone's affected by the schedule, by the spot. You know what I mean? Like, that plays more into it than just who you play and the time of the day and all that kind of stuff. A lot of prime times, a lot of standalones. I'm shocked the Rams game is only at 1 o'clock. That strikes me as a game that should have been in prime time. But overall, I think it's a fun schedule. Three straight NFC East games really revs it up in October. The London trip should be fun. Dallas on Thanksgiving, fun. As a guy with kids, I don't love the Christmas Eve game. You know, I'll be there lock, stock, and barrel, wear my Santa hat and doing the pregame show. I don't love it. That I think the NFL really put the Eagles and fans here in a bind with, you know, Thanksgiving's okay. Thanksgiving's a family and football day. Eat and watch football. That I don't mind. The Christmas Eve, though, that to me is a bridge too far by the NFL for the schedule. To put the Eagles on both Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve, I thought that they went over top. And I talked about it yesterday with just the overall schedule and what they're doing now. I thought they went over the top there. So those are my thoughts on the schedule. We'll have a lot more on the midday show. We'll go game by game. We'll get Hugh's predictions, Kyle's predictions, where everyone's at on the team for the 2026 schedule. I imagine just based on how everyone is on this day of the year, that I will be on the lower end, that most people will have the Eagles at 12, 13, 14, maybe 11. 14 would feel a little crazy, but 12, 11 to 13 feels like where people are going to put the Eagles, expecting the offense to be better, expecting things to click. I'm always more in the let's see before I believe it with greatness and excellence and all that kind of stuff. I do think Dallas right now, or at least when the AJ trade is finalized, can be, will be, should be, could be the favorite in the division. So we'll see where it all goes. But the schedule day is such a great day. And you kind of start envisioning the fall, where you're going to be, what you're going to do on that Sunday, that Thursday, that Monday night. You know, no Sunday night home games for the Eagles. That caught my attention too. Usually they get some of those. But a couple tomato cans here and there. A lot of challenging games, good coaches, up and coming teams. I think it's a fun schedule when you kind of lay it all out. who they're going to play, the opponents, the coaches, the defenses. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to talk about. We'll react to Josh Harris and Bob Myers. Phillies win again last night. My goodness, Schwarber is an incredible home run hitter. They go to Pittsburgh this weekend. Thank you for listening to WIP Daily.